The post-match interview.
Back here at the MCG, Anzac Day providing an absolute cracker with Collingwood home by 4 points. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes in City to serve Solar as we go down into the victorious Collingwood rooms. And Julian Dore is with Jack Crisp.
Yeah, very iced up, Jack Crisp. You got ice on your ankle and both of your calves. How are you feeling after that one?
Yeah, I'm obviously pretty knackered. It's a hard-fought win. They came at us all day, even after our good start. So just really happy to get the win. And now it's just all about, obviously, ice on my feet and calves to recovery because I'm just running all over the place.
You mentioned you feel knackered. I mean, in a situation like that, finals-like atmosphere, 90-plus thousand, where do you find the extra gears when you're absolutely flat out exhausted? Because there seemed like there were several of you blokes that were running out of gas on both sides in that last quarter. Where do you find that extra gift?
Well, it comes with those tight contests. Like, everyone just puts everything on the line to win the game of football there. So you get the extra adrenaline, and then you obviously got the crowd and everyone watching. Like, I don't know where it comes from, but I presume a lot of it would come from there. So everyone just wants that world to win so bad and will do anything for it, and they'll just find another gear.
Jack, really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Berry, Lee Brown and Heath Buck up in the box. Is there anything you can say about your captain that hasn't been said before after his performance today?
Not really. It's just stock standard by Pendles, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just so consistent, week in, week out. Just like, not only with the ball in hand, but he's also so directional on the field. He helps everyone out, and he expects the same in return. And that's where we're looking forward to going to as a football club, is just all coming to that same level as Pendles and just performing so consistently over four quarters.
What does a win like today do for the group? We know you're a good side. You played in the grand final last year, but 3-2's a probably an inconsistent start to the year. Do you need wins like these just to reinforce what you're doing?
Yeah, you definitely do. These hard-fought wins where you grind teams out and you just get over the line, they're the ones that build a lot of confidence in a group. We had to do the same thing a couple of weeks ago against the Bulldogs, and that really got us going and feeling confident going up to Brisbane, and then last week's performance as well. So it all ties in together, and now we'll be looking forward to next week. I think we've got Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide, yep.
Yeah, so it'll be another good challenge for us, and it all builds into that, and hopefully we can get another four-quarter performance.
Jack, Darren Berry, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Well done on holding on today. It was a great game of footy to watch and call up here. We're out of voice and you're out of legs. The pressure in the contest, I mean, you played finals last year. It looked like it was really hot in the kitchen all day today. It was relentless.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. Finals are still like pretty fresh in our minds, and
yep.
This is before last year. This was like a final for us because, well, that's what it was described. And you get that much crowd here, and it's always, doesn't matter where we are on the ladder with both teams, it's always going to be a good contest. And today didn't disappoint. So, it's just all comes down to a bit of experience now, and we're just really happy we got the win.
Well, we felt watching the game, Jack, more than a few times, the Bombers, the old risk and reward, they would come off half-back and they would direct the footy back through the corridor, and the pressure that Collingwood applied, you caused a lot of spills and turnovers and got some forward thrusts out of that. Was that something that was discussed in the way that they would play, or that just unfolded today?
Yeah. No, we knew that was going to happen. Like, they generated most of the scores from defensive 50 or defensive mid and stuff like that, and
yep.
we knew they were going to pull those kicks into the corridor, the way we defend is a come forward team, so we were ready for it.
Yeah,
they got through a few times with their speed off half back, but we were ready for it.
Speaking with Collingwood star Jack Crisp, here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Jack, well done today on the win and your performance individually. Talk about speed from half back and their ability to go, Essendon as a team, but it looks like yourself individually, you're defending really well, but you got a real license to go, and the boys are just giving you the footy so you can run around that left side and create some real speed off half back.
Yeah, I really enjoy that, to be honest. Get a bit going forward. But, because the way we move the ball, we like to shift the angles a little bit. And then when we get an opportunity to go through the corridor and break the game open, it's when you can really get through team defence. They allow my ability and myself to do that. So I really enjoy it. And I've really found my niche playing off half-back there. I really enjoy the group. And then the way we play football really benefits me and my skill set.
And two guys that have slotted into your back six really nicely this year. One coming back from injury and Darcy Moore, who had a great tussle with Joe Danaher today. And Jordan Ruffhead, who's come across from the Western Bulldogs. Can you tell us a little bit about what they've added, and particularly Jordan coming from another team and what he's brought to that back six?
First things first, they've brought some height for us. We were a little bit short on that last year, but they've both been absolutely outstanding for us the first six rounds. They both take the big bodies. Like Darcy and Jordan, they're both very tall and very athletic and read the ball really well. And yeah, Darcy and Joe today had like a great matchup, and they're both young players, so they're going to do that for many years to come. So it'll be something to look forward to. And yeah, Ruffy coming across has just it's just really helped us down back with the tools, and he's really solid for us.
Jack, we talk about Jordan DeGoey a fair bit. What's it like to play alongside him? Because he just does some miraculous things, and he probably kicked the goal today that probably got you over the line on the run in the last quarter. I mean, I think he's got the potential to be the best player in the comp. I mean, do you see him at training and think, well, this bloke's seriously good?
Yeah, 100%. Like, he's just the way he's built his way as well. He's just, he's just like a bull, and he's athletic and he's dynamic. He can really turn games on his head, and as we've seen in the past and today, you know, he can really grab it and then make it his own and then stamp his name for himself. And you know, he's going really well. He's very dangerous up forward. He's very dangerous inside mid. So we just love having him on the team.
So, Jack, when you're playing an intra-club or some match sim goes on over there at the Holden Centre, who lines up on Jordan DeGoey? Do you get that opportunity or do you handball it off?
He plays deep. I play high. So I don't have to do that, which is good.
and we've had Justin Longmuir, your defensive coach, on a couple of times on K-Rock. You got anything on Justin? Because he hasn't given us a whole heap at this point.
He needs to lighten up a bit, Jack. Can you crack him open? He's very stiff.
Yeah, no, he's... he does need to relax a little bit. He's all right. Yeah, he cracks a joke on our pre-game backs meeting every week. Sometimes they're not funny. But, yeah, he just showed a video because he had a sore back and it was about a bloke hurting his back. So kind of related. It's pretty funny that time. But other than that, yeah.
Well, Jack, we really appreciate your time. Yes. Love watching what you've been doing. How many consecutive is that now? Is that 102 in a row?
Yes. No, 104, I think.
104.
It's not counting.
It's a phenomenal...
Yeah, no, I'm keeping it now.
Well, you're getting close. That would bring you to within about 2 or 3 of 100 for Collingwood.
Yeah, 2 more.
Mate, that's fantastic. And we'll actually get to see that Collingwood-Carlton in a couple of weeks' time here at the MCG. Get through safely through Port Adelaide and look forward to seeing you in your 100th. Seen a lot of Collingwood over the last few years and you've been a key part of their revival. Well done and well done this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Jack Crisp joining us on K-Rock Footy. I love watching Jack Crisp play.
The post-match interview.